kitties come today?
Mom says they have eye problems, but I know I'll love them anyway.
That's right. You should love them for who they are, not what they look like. Guess what? You're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. I bet you know someone that's kind of hard to love. Maybe it's one of your siblings when they take your stuff, or a classmate when they talk behind your back, or maybe just that one kid that's always picking on you. God is calling you to love each of those people. Now, you can't do it on your own, but you can ask Him to show you how He sees them. He knows that none of us is perfect, but God loves us anyway. Then you can show them the love that Romans 5 talks about. God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Our story today is called In His Eyes. Mom, are we going to get the new kitties this week? Serena squealed in anticipation. Yeah, Cole jumped up and down. I can't wait much longer. Mom laughed. Now that you mention it, kids, they will be here in about an hour. But I need to let you both know something. Mom's voice rose above the excited shouts. These cats have eye problems. The woman who's been taking care of them told me that no one wanted them because of it. I have not seen a picture yet, so I don't know how bad it is. I just want you both to be aware. They won't look like any cats you would see at a pet store, and we'll have to give them medicine every day. Will they ever get better, Mom? Serena asked. Mom sighed. I don't know, sweetie, but I do know they are very sweet kittens. They're sisters, and the woman wanted them to stay together and go to a good home with people who will love and care for them, regardless of how they look. I don't care how they look, Mom, Serena spoke with conviction. I just want to take good care of them. I know you both will, Mom said with a smile. Cole handed Mom a bag of cat food. You know, I bet the way we're going to see our new cats is kind of like how God sees people. No one is perfect. We all have problems. But God loves us anyway. Serena nodded to her big brother. Cole's right, and we'll love them because they're our kitties, not because of what they look like or what they can do. Mom blinked back tears. They need us, just like we need Jesus to heal us with His love. We are so precious in His eyes. I don't care what our cats look like, Mom. I just want to love them and take care of them, the way Jesus cares for us, Cole said softly. Me too, kids. Mom gave her children a squeeze. Now, let's finish setting up our cat paradise. So how about you? Have you ever thought about how Jesus sees you and other people? He doesn't focus on our imperfections and our scars. Instead, He accepts us just as we are and heals us with His love. In turn, we should look at others the same way so we can share His love with them. How can you practice seeing others with the eyes of Jesus today? Our key verse is Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners.
And our key thought today, look at others through God's eyes. You can learn about God on the go with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It's a portable MP3 player with a complete audio Bible and a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories. With its light portable design, it's easy to carry wherever you go. Plus, with the creature feature stuffed animal, you'll get a special carrying pouch just for the storyteller. Learn about God on the go with the Keys for Kids Storyteller by going to keysforkids.net/storyteller. As always, I'm Zach. As always, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.